You were part of a paper with Mario Lacouture, who's a dermatologist with a specific interest in the issue of dermatologic toxicity, particularly of biologics, particularly of EGFR agents. As you all put that paper together, what were some of the things that you thought were most important for docs in practice to know about?
Well, I can tell you one thing is I wish every doc had someone like Mario to work with, because it's unusual to find dermatologists with this kind of interest in the dermatologic manifestations of systemic therapies. Mario brought several things to the forefront in my mind. First is that you want to moisturize your skin as much as you can. It's one of the reasons, Neil, that men have more rash than women do from these drugs, is men don't traditionally use moisturizing products. He talked about that being very important. The second is how probably the single best thing we can do is use tetracycline-based treatments like doxycycline as a therapy. And it's interesting, doxycycline has anti-inflammatory activities as well as antibiotic activities. And he actually believes it's the anti-inflammatory activity of doxycycline that works in this setting. Mario also believes in starting early with these drugs, that the first hint of rash in patients, get them on twice a day doxycycline. Antibiotic scrubs and wash probably also have a role, and we use Cleosin ointments and Cleosin lotions as an antibiotic adjuvant to that. And sometimes when it gets bad, steroids, systemic steroids can be used.
That works.
And it can work to help this. In some very tough cases of rash, you have to dose reduce. But one of the things I found and one of the things I tell patients and doctors is that in patients who are really benefiting, the rash will burn out. It's not going to stay at that same level of intensity that you have the first 2 months. And if you can just get through that first 3 or 4 months, you know, I have patients who've been on gefitinib and erlotinib for 4, 5, 6, 7 years, and the rash usually is tolerable by then.